I remember we used to have the early morning service at 4 o'clock we come here. And by the time na mag-homily na si Bishop Ricardo, tulog na lahat, you know. And I am one of those who would sleep already because I will be up at 3 o'clock in the morning and makikinig tayo ng kahaba-habang reading ng mga Old Testament. Then by the time he will deliver his homily, we are already exhausted and sleepy. But praise be to God, I hope that you don't sleep on this one. Gising kayong lahat, okay? So we had just started the Mass at 6, so I know na medyo may energy pa kayo. We are going to talk about the resurrection of Christ. And in our account of His resurrection in John chapter 20, pag binasa natin yung gospel natin, you know, there's so many things that we can see here. And as I look at the details of His resurrection, one of the things that really struck me when I look at the gospel today is the mention of the linen na binalot kay Jesus. Okay? Ang sabi dito that when they went into the tomb, Peter and John, they saw not the body of Christ, but they saw the linen, yung mga malalaking linen, mahaba yan, that was wrapped on His body. That's how the Jews would bury their dead. Okay, sa atin, pag namatay yung tao, nakasuot ka ng barong na may punit sa likod. No? Yan ang sa Pilipinas yan. Or naka-Amerikana ka, pero bukas naman yung likod. In Jesus' time, when someone dies, they wrap him with linen cloth. And that linen cloth, binabasa yan habang rinarap sa'yo so that when it begins to dry up, sumisikip ng sumisikip yan. Kaya kung binalot ka niyan, nabuhay ka, mamamatay ka na lang. Because you could not breathe anymore. Habang nagda-dry yung cloth na yan, sumisikip yan, no? Binabalot yung katawan ng namatay. And that's how they would wrap. But when it comes to the head and the face of the dead person, there is a special cloth. Ang tawag nila napkin, no? I forgot the Jewish term for it. But they put a different tela on the face of the person who dies. Hindi siya kasing laki ng linen at sa kasang haba ng mga linen na binabalot. But it is placed on the face and over the head of the deceased, yung namatay. What did Peter and John saw when Mary announced to them that the tomb is now open? Okay, very early in the morning, Mary went to the tomb to continue the preparation of Jesus' body. But then when she arrived, the stone that covers the tomb was already open. And so he ran to Peter. And both Peter and John came to the tomb, and this is what they saw. The linen cloth that supposedly nagbabalot kay Jesus is lying where the body lay. Sabi doon, nakalagay siya. Hindi siya punit-punit. Hindi siya kinuha. It's the same thing. Nakabalot pa rin siya. But now, it is empty. Walang katawan sa loob. And it says here, the handkerchief, yung binabalot sa mukha niya at sa ulo niya, that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloth, hindi nakalagay doon. Where the linen cloth was laid, it was not there, but folded together in a place by itself. Anong nakikita nating picture dito? It is a picture that even at that moment in the tomb, maayos pa rin yung pakalagay ng linen cloth. The handkerchief was neatly folded. If you notice in the Eucharist, when a deacon, pagkatapos natin mag-communion, yung deacon aakyat sa altar, liligpitin niya na yung gamit natin, no? Yung chalice and everything. You notice that the deacon would now fold the corporal which holds the body and blood of Christ. And when the deacon folds that, you notice the deacon how he carefully folds the corporal after the Eucharist. Dapat sevenfold yan. Pito kapilo gid. So ginahoyap ron. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Then after the deacon gets that, pagkatapos niya ma-fold yung corporal, he puts it on the verse na pinapatong naman doon sa chalice na nakatakip na. And so it is with the body of Christ, yung katawan ni Jesus when they entered the tomb, there was no more body. But the linen cloth were there, and that handkerchief that covers the head and the face was folded neatly and placed on a different spot. Three things we can learn by just looking at this account, yung mga linen cloth. By looking at this, there are three things that I can share with you. One is a theological reflection. There are reasons why the linen were mentioned here. The first, it has something to do with the work of a priest. No? Sa time ni Jesus, yung mga Jewish priests. Every year, the high priest will enter the Holy of Holies. Siya lang ang pwedeng pumasok. And there he brings with him the blood of the lamb that has been slaughtered, and he sprinkles it. Okay? Sabi nila dun sa loob ng Holy of Holies, hindi pwede makapasok lahat because the glory and the presence of God is in that place. Only the high priest can enter. And when a high priest enter, he is wearing the full vestment of a high priest. Okay, nakikita niyo yung vestment ng bishop every Sunday. That is nothing compared to how the high priest will wear his vestment. He wears the best because he would stand before God. Amen? Can you picture this out? So when the high priest enters, what he does is he takes the blood of the lamb that has been slaughtered and he sprinkles it doon sa may Ark of the Covenant, doon sa may altar nila, you know. And he does the ceremony, the rites, meron siyang ginagawa. When the ceremony is done, walang makakakita kasi nasa labas lahat. Siya lang isa dun sa loob. Siya lang ang nakakakita ng ginagawa niya. No one will see. But when the high priest comes out, he takes off his vestments. Tinatanggal niya yung mga vestments niya. Ano ibig sabihin pag tinanggal na ng high priest yung vestment? It means that the atoning sacrifice that will forgive the people is finally complete. Tapos na. Meaning to say, for that year, the sins of the people are already forgiven. That's why tatanggalin ng high priest yung damit niya, signifying that now the atonement sacrifice, the blood of the lamb that he sprinkled, has now atoned for the sin of the whole Israelite community. Yun ang symbol, tinanggal niya na yung vestment niya. Now we go back to the resurrection of Jesus. That's why Jesus, when he arose from the dead, when he was on the cross, one of the things that Jesus said is, "It is finished." Isa sa mga sinabi niya sa cross, what he was trying to say, that now he's making atonement for the sin, not only for the Israelites, not only for the Jewish people, he was making atonement for the sin of the world. And not by the blood of lambs, not the sacrificial blood of goats and the lamb. It was his own blood that he sprinkled. The new temple is the tomb. Amen? The high priest who enters the temple, Jesus enters the tomb. Yun ang pinaka-templo niya. And the sacrifice that the high priest brings, the blood of the animals, Jesus brought his own blood. That's why when he resurrected, he took off the linen cloth, signifying that the atonement is now complete. It is finished. Amen? That's one of the reason why the linen cloth was left in the tomb. The second reflection that we can look at, I know some of you are familiar with this. When Jesus rose from the dead on the resurrection, may kumalat na fake news. May kumalat na fake news sa time ni Jesus. Alam niyo ba yung fake news sa time ni Jesus noong na-resurrect siya? Pinakalat ng mga Pharisees ang fake news. Okay? Marami siyang mga vloggers siguro, no? So binablog nila. Nagkalat sila ng fake news. What was the fake news? That Jesus' body, when it was buried, his disciples came at night at ninakaw yung katawan niya. So that sasabihin ng mga followers niya, nabuhay siya ulit. Nanakawin nilang katawan at magkakalat sila ng kwento na si Jesus buhay. Pero hindi totoo yun dahil sila mismo nagnakaw ng katawan. Yun ang fake news. That why it is important that the apostles, the disciples should see. When they entered the tomb, pumasok sila si Peter and John when they entered, they saw the linen. Alam mo, it was an evidence that Jesus' body really resurrected. Number one, kung ninakaw yun, dapat gulo-gulo na yung linen na yan. Meron bang magnanakaw ng katawan? Natatanggalin pa yung linen? Tatanggalin pa nila? Eh di mahuhuli kayo. Ang hirap tanggalin nun. Meron bang magnanakaw ng katawan ni Kristo na kukunin yung handkerchief na nakabalot sa ulo niya at tutupiin pa? Diba? Pag pinapasok yung isang bahay ng magnanakaw, the first thing you will know na may nagnanakaw na pumasok dahil magulo yung bahay. Because the thief has no time na ayusin yan. That's why when the apostles saw, when they entered the tomb, the linen was there intact. And the handkerchief was folded properly. This is not a sign na may nagnakaw ng katawan. Hindi ganyan. It was evidence. And the disciple have to see that Christ is really risen. Why? Because that is what they are going to preach. Because they are witnesses. They saw with their own eyes that Christ is risen. They saw that the body was not stolen. They saw the linen cloth. Nandyan pa yung porma ng tao. Hindi man lang ginalaw, hindi man lang inalis. Nandun buo. And the handkerchief was folded neatly. Hindi yan ninakaw. kung inayos pa bago tanggalin. Walang magnanakaw ng katawan na aayusin pa yung handkerchief sa sobrang pagmamadali. So for the apostles, for the disciples of Jesus, that was evidence for them to boost up that they will understand that Jesus said, I will rise again. That is the second meaning of those linen. The third one is a philosophical reflection. Yung pangatlong reason why the linen and the handkerchief folded neatly was mentioned during the resurrection of Christ. Bakit talaga sinulat yan? Ano bang significance? Bakit susulat mo pa yung damit and everything? The philosophical thought that came to my mind when I read about the linen and reflected on the linen, I begin to think of Holy Thursday. On Holy Thursday, Jesus took off his garment, naghubad siya ng outer garment niya. Kinuha niya yung outer garments niya. And he started to wash the feet of his disciples. On Good Friday, nung pinako siya sa cross, ang mga tao ang naghubad sa kanya, kinuha nila yung damit niya. Sa Holy Thursday, nagtanggal siya ng damit niya. Sa Good Friday, tinanggalan siya ng mga tao ng damit niya. Wala siyang saplot. He has nothing to wear. The soldiers took off his garments and they cast lots on his garments. Man took off his garments. Sa Thursday, siya ang nagtanggal. Biyernes Santo, tinanggalan siya. On Easter Sunday, something happened. Because when Jesus rose, he left his burial clothing behind. Wala na siyang sinuot pang damit. Why? So, siyempre, kung wala yung linen cloth, wala yung handkerchief, dapat nakahubad siya. Because Jesus would not wear garments made by human hands. Hindi na siya gumagamit ng textiles. Hindi na siya gumagamit ng damit gawang tao. When he came out from the tomb, left the linen behind, because now he is clothed with the power and the glory of God. Remember Adam? When God created Adam and Eve, they were naked. But you will not see their nakedness. Hindi nyo makikita, hindi nila makikita ang nakedness niya. Not even themselves can see their nakedness. Why? Because they are clothed with the glory of God. Ganun din si Jesus. When he arose from the dead, he doesn't need man-made garments anymore. He was now wearing the garments of God given to him. The garment of power and the garment of glory. Yun ang suot niya. Hindi niya na kailangan ng damit gawang tao. He was now clothed with power. That is why our first reading today, the apostles, the disciples of Jesus, when they went out, their first proclamation is that Jesus is Lord. Amen? Ang confession natin within the church, we say, Jesus is risen. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. But the disciples, when they saw the resurrection of Christ, they went to the world, and what did they proclaim? They did not proclaim that Jesus is risen. They proclaimed that now Jesus is Lord. Why?
Alam mo, nung una, pag sinabi mo yan, Jesus is Lord, papatayin ka. Because there is only one Lord at that time, and He is the Emperor of Rome. Caesar is Lord. Why do they consider Caesar as Lord? Because Caesar has the power to kill. When Caesar wants you dead, you are dead. Pag gusto ni Caesar, patay ka talaga. That's why Caesar is Lord. And here comes Jesus, pinatay ni Caesar, but then He conquered death and rose again. That's why the Christian says, no, 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 not Caesar, but Jesus is Lord, because you cannot kill Him. Caesar has the power to kill. Jesus has the power to come alive. So who is Lord? Sabi ng mga Christians, not Jesus, not Caesar. Jesus is now Lord. His resurrection should be the cause of our proclamation that He is Lord. Death does not have the final say. In this world, sa mundong ito, it seems like yung kamatayan ang may final say. You know, you may be enjoying your life, ang dami mong pera, ang dami mong kaibigan, and isang tawag lang sa doktor at sabihin ng doktor sa'yo, you have 3 days to live. Sira na yung buhay mo. It seems like when death comes knocking at your door, it seems like your world will collapse. Para ano pa yung pera? Para ano pa yung kaibigan? Napansin niyo yung tao na nasa ospital na, may tubo na, at pinapatawag na yung pamilya kasi comatose na. You look at that person and you think for yourself, what can wealth do for him now? What can his family do for him now? Ang masaklap pa dyan, yung taong malapit ng mamatay, pagdating ng pamilya, ang sabi ng pamilya, buhay pa yan? Ang tagal naman mamatay. Ang sama, di ba? But that's the reality of life. It seems in this world, death is in control. Happy-happy ka, enjoying your life, then one day death comes and say, uh-oh, tapos ka na. Then that's it. It seems like death has the final say in this world. Wala tayong magagawa pag ang kamatayan na ang nagsalita. But Jesus changed that. It is not death that has the final say. And we see that today. Christ has the final say. Even though He dies, if He believes, He will live. And if you live and believe, you will never die. Do you believe that? That is coming from the mouth of the Lord. The Lord who conquered death. The Lord who overpowered death by His own death. Amen? Yan yung first reading natin kanina. Now let's go to the second reading. The second reading speaks about what? Now that you are in Christ, you are now made alive in Christ, set your mind on the things above, not on the things below. What is He trying to say to us? Now that you are made alive with Christ, now that you are clothed with power and glory from God, stop thinking of sin. Stop thinking of death. Stop thinking of everything that is here only on earth. Lift your mind now on the things above, where Christ is. Amen? Amen? The gospel, these three things, tatanong kayo sa akin, so anong pakialam ko sa mga damit na yan? So what is the significance of those linen cloth? If Christ came out from the tomb not wearing garments made by man, but now he wears the garment that God provides, being clothed with the power and glory of God, I ask you, what garments are you wearing in your life? Are you relying only on man-made garments? What are you trying to cover yourself with? Are you trying to cover yourself with wealth and worldly power? Yun ba? Yung position mo sa lipunan? Yung position mo sa negosyo? Yan ba yung suot mo? Amen? Yan ba yung suot mo? I believe that as we look at Christ in His resurrection, it is time for us to wear our proper garments. The Scriptures reminds us that we should wear the garments of praise instead of gloom, instead of sadness. Dahil nawalan ako ng trabaho, dahil nalugi yung negosyo ko, dahil niloko ako, skinam ako ng partner ko. Instead of focusing on those things, you clothe yourself with a garment of praise. Amen? Amen? Clothe yourself with power, not human power. You know, some people cover themselves because kakilala nilang mayor, kakilala nila si congressman, kaibigan nila si senador. There are people like that trying to find friends on the high places. Kaya minsan, nakita ko yung mga bata, nagkikwentuhan yung mga bata, sabi ng isang bata, ay, kaibigan ng papa ko ang mayor. Sabi naman ng isang bata, oh, talo kayo sa papa ko, kaibigan niya ang gobernador. Tapos sabi ng isang bata, wala kayo sa papa ko. Ganyan sila ni Bongbong. Diba? Di talo. May pumasok na isang bata, taga CEC. Sabi niya, ikaw, anong tatay mo? Sinong kapit ng tatay mo? Sabi ng isang bata, ganyan sila ni Lord. Ay wala, talo silang lahat. Diba? You clothe yourself with the power of God. How do you clothe yourself with His power and His authority? When you submit to His authority. When you surrender your heart to the will of God, to His authority, to His power, then now you are taking off your own power, taking off the garments of knowing people in high places, and you are putting on the garments of true power and authority. And that is Jesus Himself. Amen? Ilang beses ako sa buhay ko na humarap ng problema that no man can help me. I know certain people in high places also, but none of them can help me. There was a time in my life, a matter of life and death. The only person who came to my side and really helped me was Jesus. I did not expect Jesus to help me because I was a bad, bad person. Akala ko yung si Lord tutulong lang sa mga mabubuti at mababait na tao. Hindi ko akalain na sa kasamaan ko at nung ako'y napahamak na, nandun na sa sukdulan, the very edge of life, I did not expect my King, my Lord, to come. Kaya yung kanta na yan, na what an amazing love that God has, that in order to save a slave, He sent a son to save you. To redeem a slave, He gave His son as a ransom para tubusin ka. Amen? Now I wear that garment. I wear that garment every day in my life. I may not know people in high places. I may not have influence in this world, but I clothe myself with the power and authority of God when you submit to Him. What else? Yan ang tanong ko. If Jesus left behind the clothing made by man and put on the clothing that God provide, why will we not? Amen? Bakit naka-rely pa rin tayo sa gawa ng tao para itakip sa sarili natin? Where the garments of praise? Where and clothe yourself with the power and the glory of God? The glory of God speaks of His character. When sinabi mong glory of God, ang iniisip natin, ilaw, di ba? Light. No, yung umiilaw, that's the Shekinah glory of God. Okay? Shekinah, Shekinah, Shekinah. Okay? Daming pronunciation yan. But when you talk of the glory of God, umiilaw. Kaya minsan, yung bago akong paligo, tapos bago ako nagsabon ng mukha ko, sabi ng isa sa akin, wow, Father, ang glory ni Lord nakikita sa mukha mo. Sabi ko, hindi, skincare lang yan. Okay? When you talk of the glory of God, it's the character of God. Sabi ni Jesus Christ, glorify your Son. Sabi niya, Father, the time has come. Now glorify your Son. How did God glorify Him? He brought Him to the cross. Amen? Why? What is in the cross? What glory? What was the character of God manifested? His love. He loved us even to the point of death. Minahal tayo ng Diyos. One of the bishop, not our bishop, but from the Roman Catholic, sabi niya, you can kill everything in this world, but no one can kill love. Amen? No one can kill love. And that's the evidence on the cross. Tried to kill Jesus. God is love. How can you kill Him? Sabi ni Jesus Christ, no man takes my life. I lay it down. The glory of God is the ability of God to love even the most unlovable. Yan ang glory ng Diyos. Amen? Clothe yourself with that. Start exercising loving your neighbor. Gawin nyo every day. Mahalin nyo ang inyong kapwa. Love your neighbor. Why? So that one day, before you see God in heaven, you will learn to love your enemies. If you cannot love your neighbor, how can you love your enemies? You cannot. At hindi ka makakaharap sa Diyos if He does not clothe you with glory. You just have to love your neighbor. Love members of your families. We have relatives. Ako, meron akong mga kamag-anak. Ang hirap mahalin. You know? Pag may mga reunion, family reunion, there are days that I don't like to come because I will meet another family member na palagi ang tanong, magkano'ng sahod mo bilang pare? Pag sinabi mo yung totoo, ito yung sahod ko bilang pare, paano mabubuhay ang pamilya mo? Kaya hindi na lang ako attend ng reunion. I don't want to answer those questions. I don't want to think of those. But I have to love them anyway. Amen? Amen. Pag may mga family reunion, di ba? Palaging merong lalapit sa'yo. Uy, kabaw-bahot. Ama na imong tiyan. Ay, nako. Alam mo nang malaki yan, sasabihin mo pa. Hindi mo malang napuna. Hindi mo malang napuna na maganda na yung mukha ko. Ang tinitingnan, ang tiyan. Bakit? Because we have people who always look at the negative side of you. There are people who does not look at your bright side, they always look at your dark side. Those people, you have to love them. Nga ni kay may maghambal ka kon karon nga mga kampod o igbata nga ay ayata man ang unga ni Romeo, Jesus, kabaw-bahol ta imong tiyanto. Mauron man bisa ako ante, bisa ka man. Gusto ko naman sagutin nga ang laki rin ng bunga nga mo. But love nga eh, hindi mo pwedeng sagutin na ganyan, no? Bisa ka pa rin. At hawakan mo lang yung tiyan mo, saka pinapaliit na nga eh. Okay? You have to love them. You have friends that are unlovable, but ikaw na lang yung kaibigan nila. Wala na silang kaibigan. Lahat umalis na. Bakit? Ang sama ng ugali. That's why may mga kaibigan ka na toxic na sa'yo. Pero hindi mo maiwan. Bakit? Pag iniwan mo, wala na talaga siyang kaibigan. Ikaw ang natitirang kaibigan. Amen? Amen? Meron kang kaibigan na ang sinasabi palagi sa'yo, pag namatay ako, gusto ko nandyan ka. At sabi naman ng isang kaibigan, napakasakit, Father, sana sabay-sabay na lang tayo. Umumbihira ka, nandamay ka pa. Sabay-sabay daw kaming mamatay para wala daw sakit. Bala, mauna kayo. Hindi ako sasabay sa inyo, ba't ako sasabay sa inyo? Father, ang sakit. Ang sakit talaga, mawala ng mahal sa buhay. Sana sabay-sabay na lang tayo, Father. Nandamay ka pa. Pinapunta niyo lang ako dito magmisa, tapos dadamayin niyo ako. Mauna na kayong mamatay. Huwag naman ninyo sana ako sama, no? Huwag na. So these are the things that I asked you this question this morning on this resurrection day, on this Easter morning. You ask yourself, do I still wear the old clothes? Do you still wear the clothes of envy? Do you still wear the clothes of strife? Do you still wear the clothes of hatred? Do you still wear the clothes of unforgiveness? Tama na yan. Luma ng damit niyan. Mabaho na yan. Take it off. And now wear the garments that God provide. Wear the garments that no human being can make. Yung damit na gawa ng Diyos, hindi gawa ng tao. Clothe yourself with power. Clothe yourself with the glory of God. Clothe yourself with praise. Clothe yourself with humility. Humility will always bring peace in your life. Pag walang pagpakungkumbaba, walang kapayapaan. Wear humility so you will have peace. Another thing that I would like you to wear, especially at this time na medyo may gera sa palibot natin, ano? Nagmahal na naman yung gasolina. Dati yung linalagay kong gasolina na 2,000, pwede na yan papunta sa buwan at pabalik. Ngayon, yung 2,000 mo, aywan ko kung aabot ka pa ng banga sa 2,000 mo. Okay? Ang mahal ng presyo. Yung kanina binalita sa akin, yung gasol, magkano ng gasol? Hindi nyo naabutan yung 1.3? Oh, sayang. 1.7 na. Bumili na kayo kaagad. Kasi next week, baka 2,000 plus na yan. Okay? Meron sa Manila, when we were there, bumili siya ng maraming gasolina. Bumili siya ng drum-drum na gasolina kasi alam niya mamahal. Yun lang, paglagay niya sa loob ng bahay niya, sumabog. So na ubos lahat ng gasolina niya, nasunog pa yung bahay niya. You see, we are in that situation right now. You know what you would do? Start wearing the full armor of God. Wear those. The breastplate of righteousness. Amen? The belt of truth around your waist. The helmet of salvation. The sandals for the preparation for the gospel of peace. Wear those. Suot natin yung full armor of God. Don't wear man-made clothing. They will not help you at this time. Wear breastplate of righteousness. Will God abandon the righteous to suffer with the wicked? No. Wear that always. The confidence that my righteousness does not come from me, it comes from God. Jesus is my righteousness, comes from God. He will not abandon me. The belt of truth around your waist. Kasi ang dami ng fake news. Ang isang bagay na sumisira sa buhay natin, yung mga fake news na kumakalat, na kumakalat, na kumakalat. Sinasabi nila, nananalo na, nananalo na. Babalik na yung gasolina sa dati. Kinabukasan, mas lalong nagmahal. Okay? Now, belt of truth. The sandals of peace preparing you to go. Amen? Stop wearing man-made clothes only. Now, baka paglabas nyo mamaya, maghubaran kayong lahat. Wag. Doon na lang sa beach mamaya. Okay? I'm saying that we wear the spiritual clothes that God provides.